the case for life after death. There is not much we can be entirely sure of in this world, because so many things turn out to be different than we think. What I am about to talk about, many people won't believe, and because of that I feel sorry for them. So, things are very hard to believe unless one sees them with one's own eyes and they are at the point of trust. What I mean is you have to trust others that you feel are trustworthy to believe what they say. No, this is not going to be an article on politics or politicians, rather one which explores what we deeply believe. I have been writing articles for about 25 years, both for my current website and two others before that, and I have come to find out things, some of which have brought peace to others and personally to me. One of those things is there is a life after death. Before you shut me off, all I ask is that you take a little time to read this article. What have you got to lose? There are people all over this planet who have found this out. They found it out in many different ways. Some have found it out because of circumstances on their jobs, others have found it out in different ways, such as a personal experience. Before I go any further, I am not talking about those people who hear strange noises and think right away they are being contacted. When I started to interview people years ago about the subject, I was surprised to find out many more people had experiences, and these experiences changed many of their lives. Let me give you an example of a lady whose job changed her life, and now she knows for sure there is life after death. She was a nurse in a hospital near the critical ward. She worked nights and began to notice strange things when people died. She said these things were not scary to her. She would notice some of the people who just died had smiles on their faces. This prompted her to ask a very critical patient why he was smiling, and he told her he was just visited by some relatives, and when she asked who, he said his wife and another. His wife had died years ago, and one answer in the scheme of things might not mean much, since the patient could be having mental problems. She began to notice a few other patients smiling over a period of time, and they all gave the same answer to her question and said they were being visited by friends and relatives, and when she checked they had died years ago. As time went by, the nurse would notice people at night walking down the hall and disappearing after they came out of a room, and soon, she realized this sometimes happened right after a person in the room died. Was she being shown this for some reason? Sometimes people see things that startle them. A couple were used to doing the wash together and would go down to the washing machine together. The washer and dryer were in the basement. Previously, the husband's mother lived in the house and had recently died. When they went downstairs and started to do the wash, suddenly they saw something they could not believe. There was the image of the mother floating above the floor, and both saw her. She didn't speak, and this lasted for a minute or two, then she disappeared. The couple was awestruck more than anything else, because they didn't feel threatened in any way. There is a family where the father lost his wife to cancer and then his daughter 6 months later. One day the son, who lives with his own family, called his father and said his mother spoke to him, and it was in a very loud voice and there could be no mistaking it, since she even had a Scottish accent. That was when the father told him he had the same experience with his wife contacting him. The father was laying in bed after waking up and then heard his wife's voice say to him, "Are you awake, hon?" After that happened, he was contacted again by his deceased daughter. He was asleep in bed and kept hearing "Dad, Dad, Dad," and woke up thinking he was dreaming. Then it happened while he was fully awake, he heard her call him again. All I can say is these people had absolutely no reason to lie. There was nothing to gain, and you could see they were sincere and all were in good mental health. I am convinced there is a life after death, and in some cases, people are allowed to sometimes make contact with the living for some reason, and when they do it, it is a gift to us, because it is proof of the afterlife. There are too many stories being related by people who had a paranormal experience to be ignored. One of my favorites is from a man who had a strange phone call. When his phone rang, he answered it, and it was his father calling. They had a pleasant conversation for a while, and then his father had said he loved him and replied likewise, and he hung up. A few minutes later he received a call from the police stating his father had died several hours ago. He said that was not possible because he just talked to him on the phone. It turned out the police were correct and he was speaking to his dead father. When I was interviewing a person, he told me about a strange event he had happened to him when he was young. Sometimes when people get to trust you and realize you are not going to ridicule them, they tell you things they haven't told outsiders before. He said he and his friends lived near an abandoned mine. They decided to go there and explore. As they approached the mine entrance, they went in a ways and met an old man sitting on the ground with his back to the wall. He seemed very friendly and they wondered why he was there. They continued to go deeper and found a lot of old rusted mining equipment, and when they saw enough, they decided to go back. As they passed the old guy, they said goodbye, took a few steps and turned back for some reason, and the old guy had vanished. Even there was not enough time for him to walk away. The guy believes he was talking to a ghost.